Well, I'm a hip out just for going on. I got the keys on my love, she's a wrong license number four. There's speeds on that hot rack, and I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, I got 10-4 years of Georgia overtime. I'm taking a little white pills, my eyes is open wide. I just passed Jimmy in a white, and I'm passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It seems like a month since I kissed that woman goodbye. Well, I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like these other guys. I can find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the reason is old, but that don't mean she got a flaming stack of smoke on black as gold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home. Yeah, 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home. My little croaking throat. I was trying to think of something I haven't played here before, but boy, over the years I've played here a lot of times, man. It's hard to think of. I know I played this here, but I haven't played it in a long time, maybe since I've been here last. Some fellas look at the eyes, some fellas look at the nose, some fellas look at the size, some fellas look at the clothes. I don't care if her eyes are red, I don't care if her nose is long, I don't care if she's underfed, I don't care if her clothes are worn. First I look at the purse. Some fellas like the smile that they wear. Or some fellas look at the legs, that's all. Or some fellas like the sound of her hair. And some fellas want her waist to be small. I don't care if her teeth are big. I don't care if her legs are big. I don't care if her hair's a wig. Why waste time for looking at the waistline? Child, first I look at the purse. Hey, a woman can be just as fine as you see. Kisses sweeter than hot man. That don't mean a thing to me. Girl ain't got no money. But if the purse is fat, yeah, that's where it's at. Well, some fellas like the way that they walk, the way they swear and sway. And some fellas like the way that they talk and dig the shit they say. I don't care. Water like a duck, a talk with a lisp. I still feel like I'm a good luck if the dollar bills are crisp. First I look at the purse. First I look at the... Come on, help me. First I... Yeah! We got some honest people here for a change. Come on, sing the song, children. Yeah. She's as sweet as honey. Well, I want some money. I'm trying to find myself a woman who's well endowed on a multitude of levels. You understand what I'm saying? I'll find a woman who's got a pocketbook stuffed full of engravings of dead presidents. And I don't want to see no George Washington or Lincoln either, man. You can forget about Jefferson now. Hamilton don't interest me. Oh, Ulysses S. Grant, man. Benjamin Franklin. Alexander Haig. That got to be a big bill, you know. A lot of zeros on there. She could be covered with a rash. Lord, she got cash. Caveat is always in there. Give me a little more of my vocal up here. No, don't request nothing. No. Don't do no requests up here, man. I tell you, one reason is because I don't plan out the set, but I kind of know how it goes, and you guys might know what tunes you like, but you're really lousy set constructors. So you best leave that in my hands. I knew I was going to sing this song when I saw the big Weyerhaeuser trucks passing me on the highway. We'll never hit 17. Because you know, the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone. With friends around to steal her, here's our gamble. Lost like some way. So we'll just keep rolling on until we get to Vancouver and the woman I love is there. It's been 6 months more since I've seen her. Maybe gamble, lost like some way agent. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber all ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. So I'll work on those toes in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I'd never do again. Through the great fog-bound streets, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wind. Yeah. Big stands timber all ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. Oh, she's a woman so fine, I might never try to find her, because good memories
are all we have before. And they should never be changed, because they're all that I'll take with me. Now I've gambled, lost my summer way again. I was never yet 17. When you play against the TV, because you know the odds will drive with you. And never leave your woman alone, with friends around to steal her. Here's our gamble, lost like some away again.
I like, because I'll lose a part of my repertoire, not a, my repertoire, I'll lose a part of my voice completely, but then I get those James Brown notes. You know, like, call dogs and stuff. Man, I write. See, I'll sing something on the new record there. I got the new cassette and the CD out front there, because I'm proud of this one, so we're selling it out there. The record's called Sidemen Serenade, because the idea is I worked with a whole lot of sidemen that I always liked, you know. This one we did with Yarma and John Sebastian, who they couldn't make it in the night, but... about 7 feet 9. I got a long tall mama, she's standing about 7 feet 9. And when we're starting to love you, she hollered, daddy, daddy, take your time. When it comes to making love, it's where the devil knows our stuff. When it comes to making love, the girl really knows our stuff. She squeezed me so tight, I hollered, "Lady, mama, that's enough." Cause she got a brand new motion, people, as one she calls her on. She got a brand new motion, boys, as one she calls her on. She put the special equipment on and made a poor man leave his home. But first she do a little this, yeah, and then she do a little that. First you do a little less boring, and then you do a little less. When she's drawn on the floor, they make a freight train jump his chair. She go like this, she go. Have as sweet as she'll be. Long time fine and handsome people just to have as sweet as she'll be. To satisfy this woman takes more than a bumblebee. I got a long tall mama going stand about 7 feet 9. I got a long tall mama boys to stand about 7 feet 9. And when we started loving each other, David, take your time. I say, yeah. Tunes in this town, I can't play other places. I think it has a lot to do with the radio station. They play here a part of my repertoire that isn't played in other cities. So I don't. It took me a while to remember. I can sing ballads in this town. So I'll sing you one I hardly ever do no more. I like this tune. I've done it here. This song was originally a poem by Willa Cather. That's not a joke, that's true. And John Lomax got hold of it and made a song out of it. My friend Paul Siegel got hold of it and he took out all the Whoopie Tie I-O's. It's a cowboy song. He made a real song out of it. Seattle's got any of this history here. This is the Far West, isn't it? Is this ever a cowboy town? I guess the answer is no, huh? Only in the drugstore, huh? The older I get, the better the song is. I'm getting a little gray now. This song will be really great when I lose my teeth and shit. This song for an old man to sing. Those other years, those dusty years, when we drove the big herds through. Lord, I try and forget the miles we rode and Spanish Johnny Hugh. Well, he'd sit beside a water ditch when all his herds were sound. And he'd never harm a child but sing to his mandolin. He sang the old songs, the old talk, the dealings of our game. The Spanish Johnny seldom spoke. He sang the songs of Spain. And his talk with men was vicious talk. He was drunk on gin. Those were golden things, he said, to his mandolin. We had to stand, we had to judge, we had to stop him down. You see those hands so gentle to a child, they killed so many men. He died a hard death long ago, before the roads came in. The night before his swung, he sung to his mandolin. We carried him out in the morning light, a man who'd done no good. We laid him down in the cold, cold clay and stuck him across the wood.
talk to his kinfolk. Tell him where he's been. We shipped it all down to Mexico, along with the man who went.
Start calling me a folk singer again. I sing too much. You don't want me to call the folk singer. They don't make no money. It's my motto: ugly but honest. You go with what you got. I had this notion to sing you this song. I wrote it. I used to tour with a big band. I broke it up 10 years ago. I can't believe it. Yeah. Well, we still have reunions once a year, but it's too hard to bring like 15 people all the way up here, man. You guys are... costs a lot of money. I'll play a tune I wrote just as we were as I stopped the thing and went to school instead. I hardly ever do this. This needs a band. You have to sing the chorus with me if you can. That way maybe I'll remember it.
Well, I'm a rock and roll millionaire. I got a lot less brains than hair. I'm for boys and I don't care, 'cause I'm a rock and roll millionaire. I got no phone, I got no car, but just a beat up amp and this old guitar. I got a weekend gig in a sleazy bar. God, but it's great to be a star. I'm a rock and roll millionaire. I got a lot less brains than hair. It's true, I'm broke, boys, and I don't care. 'Cause I'm a rock and roll millionaire, a rock and roll millionaire, a rock and roll millionaire. I got a pocket full of rhythm and blues. I got a bank book balanced with soul. I got no money, I got nothing to lose. I'm living a high life, I'm pure rock and roll. Yes, I'm a rock and roll. I'm broke down, I don't care, 'cause I'm a rock and roll millionaire, a rock and roll millionaire, a rock and roll millionaire. I went to high school in a jukebox, I went to college in an anvil trunk, I got a doctorate in doo-wop, I got a PhD in funk, yes, I'm a rock and roll.
I once had a friend. At least I thought it was my friend. I let him stay at my house. Let him wear my clothes.
I let the man drink my whiskey. I let him drive my car. But when I found him with my woman, I made. Like Jesse James. Like Genghis Khan. Amen. Sit down. Like Muammar Gaddafi. Amen. Like people sing Edwards Bay. I ride a mail train, baby. Can't buy a film. I've been up all night, and even I don't know where I'm going to. And if I die at the top of the hill, or if I don't make it, I know my baby. And if I don't the moon look good, taking down the dark of you. Don't that sun look good to setting over the sea? Thank you. summertime's coming. And windows are filled with fog. I've tried to tell everybody, but I could not get it across. I want to be your lover, baby. I don't want to be your boy. Just don't say I didn't want it. If your dream is wrong.
Just about to launch into a song that really, it's an old song, has to do with controlled substances. Yeah. Hey, I can't do that anymore. Shit is out, you know, there was a time where it was obligatory. There was a time, man, you had a tough time good about grass, and everybody go crazy. Now, everything's either black or white, you know. Today, you can't say it, you know. It's like, talk. Well, I mean, it caused a lot of problems, it's true, but it seems to me that somebody ought to say something good about him once in a while. Didn't GE's motto when Ronald Reagan was their spokesman, wasn't their motto better living through chemistry? Wasn't it? I mean, look at it this way. The only thing that ever even began to taught Americans, to teach Americans, the metric system. Okay, this is an old song. We will see if you're a viper. Oh, when you're through this dry, you know you're high, and everything seems dandy. You bop on down to the corner store, I blow your wad on rock, got candy. Now you know you're really sent. You don't even care if you can't pay the rent. The sky is high, and so am I. We're clapping on the take it over to from time to time. I may as well offend everybody. If I offended anybody, the last one, this will finish everybody. Not my job to be likable. As a matter of fact, I haven't exactly figured out exactly what my job is yet.
more mids on this thing if you can. I want to sound, we'll have a little crack. To the woman, people, 19 years old, she says, Dave, you quit your drinking and I will satisfy your soul, but I just keep on drinking, I keep on drinking, yes, I just keep right on drinking until the liquor gonna carry me down. You know the doctor told me, David, I'm speaking man to man. If you don't quit your drinking, I'm gonna have to give you a monkey glance. But I keep on drinking. Yeah, yeah. Keep right on drinking till the liquor gonna carry me down. Well. Told me too. Dave, when you get liquored up, I got no use for you, but I just keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking until the liquor gonna carry me down. Hey! You know that the preacher thumped his Bible. He said, David, when you die, you won't care where you get sent to, hell and heaven, both are dry, but I keep on. Keep right on drinking until Lord, I keep on drinking. Yeah, you know, I just keep right on drinking until the liquor I'm gonna carry me down. Going up to the top of the Space Needle. I'm going to jump. I'm going right up to the tip of top of that sucker. Lord, I'm going to jump. I used to be a wise man, people, but this woman made me a child. You know, she kicked me out and I went a walk on down the track. Yes, she threw me out. I walked on down the track. 6 o'clock this morning, folks, I was begging her to take me back. Ain't it sad to see how far one man can fall? Ain't it sad to see, boy, how far a man can fall? Get the second one woman's got it on. She
don't mean me no good, folks, but you know I just can't quit her somehow. She don't mean me no good, but can't quit her somehow. I used to be a strong man, but this woman is tearing me down. And look here, you know she don't act sweet. She's a nagging kind. She don't act sweet, boy. She's a nagging kind. But the woman got a special kind of quiver like a strong man. She go like this, she go. Jump. Ain't gonna bring no fire with me neither, boy. Well, I'm gonna jump. I used to be a wise man, people, but then one man made me a champ.
Odetta, she lights a stick of incense, and when it's burned down, she's done. I do the same thing, only with Jack Daniels. It's obviously time to quit. Hey, what can I say, you know? I mean, everybody has their principles, their rules. Put it this way. I refuse to play another note. You have to understand, when you're up here with a microphone, you have a teeny weeny little bit of power, you know. Why not abuse it, you know? I mean, that's what it's for. So, how's the family? Guys doing all right? No, I see my friend. I won't tell his name; he gets offended. But his initials are Jim Hale. He's bringing me. He gets pissed off when I mention him. He says I'm breaking down his cloak of invisibility. Close your eyes, everybody.
It brings a tear. Since you've been gone, it looks like I'm gonna drown in my own tears. I'd sit and cry just like a baby child. My poor tears were running wild. And if you don't think you wanna come home soon, girl, it's all right. I just have to drown.
death and my own fear.
I know it's true. Into each life, a little bit of rain.
It's just raining. I think I'm gonna have to. There's nothing else for me to do but just to jump.
Dale standing next to me. Candace Carper. And Kat Eggleston. Till you come to the end of the line. Yes, but I know you're gonna need my help again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you
what goes up will probably come down. I know. Someday you'll wake up and find.
I went to a carnival a couple years ago. No big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. I walked around the grounds till I found a little tent. Man outside gave a speech, and this is approximately how I went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on her foot back like a reptile. You know, he said the usual junk, except for one part. He said it won't cost you no money. You got to pay with your heart, Sharon. What do you do to this man? You know the same rowdy crowd out the steel last night is back again. Of course, I went right inside. I looked around for a seat. The lights went low. And the drum played the beat. Then out come a girl clothed in a scarf and a sneeze. Did a little dance that made me strong between my knees. She moved as if her back had no bone. Whilst the ensemble performed a concertina they entitled The Main Street Mall, or something like that. And as they played that tune, you know, the girl got up on her tiptoes. She had these little bitty teeny weeny feet. And she commenced to cavort, tippy-toe, sachet, do-si-do, and pas-de-deux across the stage, dusty. And then you know what she did? She found one for that stage which spoke to something deep within her. She got that look in her eye, and as if she was about to try and develop a meaningful relationship with the floor. And she did, too. And when she got to her feet, even the soft, fleshy pads on the bottom of her pedal extremities were enamored with that spot. And her feet, which once flitted so charmingly across the stage, refused to relinquish their grasp upon those pine boards. Her feet were nailed, immobile, static, possessed of enormous negative inertia. The rest of her, though, was still either. And with her feet rooted to that spot, the rest of her went like this. She went. And then she went like this. She went. She went.
easy thing for a woman to do, I want to understand. And she went like this, she went. She performed a maneuver so phantasmagorically superfluous. She did something so extraneously hirsute. She did something so phenomenologically extrapolatory that to this very instant and moment in time, I doubt the evidence of my own oracular organs. Never mind. It's not dirty. Not that part. Because, ladies and gentlemen, standing there alone upon the stage at this point, clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt her firm but pliant, moist, and oh, so inviting ruby red lips. It seems to me as though the very movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes. She went like this. She went. Me, I mean. World to see, she turned her head and looked right at me. I must have jumped about 10 feet in the air. When I come down, that girl wasn't there. Oh, Sally, what do you do to this man? You know the same
body that was here last night is back again.
Well, I would come and drink with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard. He was built like a grizzly bear. You should cease and desist from the demonstrations that is the termination of the show. If you desire to respond in a continuous fashion, you better turn your ass around and go. I didn't hang out, you know. I went straight to the door. But on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sarah, what do you do to this man? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. In his speech at the start, because when the carny left town, it took along a bunch of my heart, and I still get a pain up to the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that Main Street horn. Oh, Sarah, what do you do to this man? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Yeah! asked these women to come. I just wanted them to come here and sing this one with me. This is not an easy one to sing, actually, for me. But it's on a new record, and I figure if I want you to buy the new record, I better do it. I'll do almost anything to get you to buy that sucker, you know what I mean? After I cool off, I'll go out there and sign them. I will. If I didn't like it, I'd be too embarrassed to do it. I like the record. And I like this tune. Well, you'll see. Testify about my love. Testify all about my love. Testify about my love. My love for you. Children, I've got a lover. Yes, because it's right by my side. Oh, oh. Now I want her to stay. And if I come home late in the evening, or the middle of the night, well, I know I'll find her there. I won't say we don't argue, because Lord knows that girl does know how to put up a fight. But I know wherever I go, whatever I do in this wide world, that she'll always care. And I want to testify. Testify, my love for you. Just do that bridge. God, I'll be your father. I'll be your father. I'll be your baby. Don't they sing it nice? Yeah. I had to go out there and see if they were singing it right, man. Testify. If that's as good as they say on the way you clap, I'm about to fire the bitches tonight, man. Don't they sing it good? Good, I couldn't get up here and do the damn song. Because I could tell you the truth. When I wrote this song, it is the truth for me. I had that kind of love, you know, that people spend a lifetime searching for, but it came to me so easy. I didn't know what it was I had, you know. It wasn't enough for me to live in it, grow in it, be in it. I had to fuck with it. You know, my dumb ass, I got this attitude like, well, I got this in my pocket. What else is out there, you know? I started looking around. And you know, she would never complain. No. As long as I knew that woman, I never once heard her whine. She wouldn't complain, she wouldn't bitch, never made a scene. So, you know, I'd stay out late, she wouldn't say anything. I'd run around with people she didn't know. Not a word, you know. I'd stay out for days at a time, nothing. She might have heard rumors, but she never said anything. But finally, one morning, I came home with lipstick all over my shirt. And I put it in a hamper like she's supposed to clean it. Well, she found the shirt, you know, and she waited till I woke up. She came with a shirt in her hands, you know. And she was very plain about it, very simple. You know, no big deal. She had the shirt out in front, but she looked at me, she said, "She
I said, David, you can't do me like this. And I said, you don't own me. Have any of you guys ever said that one or had it said to you, you don't own me? We got a bunch of innocent children here tonight. You know, they think they're watching TV. Have any of you ever said it or had it said to you? Well, that's some dumb shit, that you don't own me shit. I'm going to tell you right now. But you know, she was real cool about it. She didn't make a scene. You know? As a matter of fact, she didn't say but one word. Only one word. She looked at me, one word. She looked at me, she said, right. That's all she said. It wasn't all she did. She started digging it way back in the back of the closet. Digging out them vines, you know. That clothes she hadn't worn so long. You know, the tight black leather miniskirt. That silky top hair. Black bear stockings. The fucking heels. You know what I'm talking about? She got all that shit out. She started going around the bars. You know, she stayed out late. I couldn't say anything. She started running around with people I didn't know. Worse, she started running around with people I knew real well and didn't trust for a hot second. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if any of you innocent children out there tonight have ever had the unfortunate experience of finding yourself hustling the same bar that your old lady is working. But I won't tell you, one of you are going to have to get their ass right out of there, and it was always me. So I'd stay out later, she'd stay out later, I'd stay out later, she'd stay out later. I couldn't complain. I come home dawn, she still ain't home yet. I couldn't say a word. Finally, the woman started to come home in different clothes than she left with, and I know something is going on. What's going on is this. What's going on is this. I'm going to tell you what's going on. The woman learned two things. She learned two things. She learned two things. There's two things the woman learned. Two things. She learned two things. The first thing she learned was that she could get men a whole lot easier than I could get women. That was the first thing. Second thing she learned was that she really didn't need my hairy ass around that apartment for any reason under God's heaven. I come home one night, find everything I own in brown Safeway bags outside the door. New locks, new telephone number. My name is Octopus, a so long sucker. Goodbye, child. I'm just... You understand why I'm not too anxious to run up here and sing this damn song? As a matter of fact, when I recorded, I didn't even sing that first verse. I got a friend of mine to say those words. But I wrote myself a verse so at least I could stand up here and be ugly but honest with y'all. I'm gonna sing a verse. I'm in love with a woman, people, who used to love me. But now I'm just one of her toys. That it's my fault and a blind man could see. I bet it hurts me to know, Lord, I'm just one of the boys. But that's a pain I know I can live with. It's what I have to do, to renew her and part of her life. She can have all them cheap things she wants to, and still have my love too. I got no pride no more, cause I know someday she wants true love, and I'll be. I would have to sing this damn song in Seattle. Say the hotel I'm staying at, bring back some memories. One of these days she's gonna walk into Parker's, man. People think I'm nuts doing this song here. She's gonna hear me. I hope she does. One of these days she's gonna walk through that same door. And just, if she ever comes to a show that you're at, you're gonna be able to spot the woman really is. You'll see a beautiful woman. There's lots of beautiful women in this town, but you're going to see a drop-dead gorgeous woman dressed. She will have the vines on. Look at the blue jeans. She's going to be looking good. And she'll have at least two big guys with her. Looking like refugees from GQ, you know what I mean? She'll have a seat like right that one. She'll have that table, maybe the third one back, right in the center, and talk through every damn song I sing, too. She'll be laughing at me. She'll be poking the guy next to me, saying, look at that fool up there begging for what I'm sitting on. She'll be laughing at me. But I don't care if she does, because I want the woman to know and understand. I won't play those games no more. From now on, I will be Mr. Rock Solid, Mr. Dependable, Mr. Lucky and Ready. From now on, little one, if you want to see my face, hear the sound of my voice. Feel the touch of my hand or join my company for just a few short hours. You don't have to write me no letter. You don't have to send me no telegram. You don't have to call me on the telephone. I don't need no goddamn facts neither, baby. All you have to do, all you have to do is think about me. Think about me, baby. All you have to do is think about me. Think about me, baby. Think about me. Use mine. If you want a hand to hold, use mine. If you want a shoulder to cry on, use mine. If you want a body beside you to bed at night, use mine. I don't care what it is that you use a man for, baby. I don't care, I don't care. As long as a man you use it, hey, I want you to use me, baby. I'm just a use man. Use me, baby. Use me, darling. Use me, baby. My lover, you.
Straight ahead country western tune, the first straight ahead country western I ever wrote. I got the right sidemen on the record too. I got Willie Nelson's band to play it. So it sounds like a straight ahead country western tune. I think it was a goddamn tarantella, it would have sounded like a straight ahead country western tune. Songs with the singers, but next time I come back, we'll have more together. Well, when Tommy was born, he was the light of my life. Oh, little baby boy. And I could hardly believe that one little soul could fill up my life with such joy. Oh, you know how hard it is when a kid learns to walk. When he stumbles, he'll just sit there and bawl. It was hard, it was sweet, as Tom found his feet to be there to watch baby fall.
Oh, yes, I stayed there to watch baby fall. Oh, they grow up way too fast. Time was a scam. Wore more band-aids than clothes. Tom had more ways of skinning his knees than any 12 children I know. Well, he shoot me away from his brand new two-wheeler. When I tried to coach him in arms, so I watched with pride as he learned to ride and winced every time he would fall. But I stayed there to watch my boy fall. Well, Tom didn't like school much. He ran with the crowd. He might have been wild, but he still is my child. No one could say he was mean. Well, it was Tom who got caught when the boys robbed a rich man. And Tom took the heat for them all. That judge thought it best to send my child to jail. And I could do nothing at all except to stand there and watch my son fall. Well, Tommy's full grown now. I guess he's a man. He found and then lost a good wife. He's been drinking real hard and not getting much work. But Tom won't take help or advice. We'll still shoot the bees and I'll buy him a drink. But my whiskey tastes bitter as gone. The most god-awful thing that I have done on this earth is to stand there and watch my son fall. It's just to stand there and watch my boy fall. You can't learn for them and you can't take their pain. You just stand there and watch your child fall. You just stand there and watch baby fall.
Thank you.